I think most people have assumed that businesses around Indiana are hurting because of the COVID-19 pandemic, but now the Indiana Chamber has the numbers to prove it, thanks to Indiana's Indiana's Road to Economic Recovery Survey. Kevin Brenniger is with the Indiana Chamber. And Kevin, can you talk a bit about the survey and what it's covered, and indeed that businesses are hurting?
Indeed, the survey was put out by the Indiana Chamber of Commerce. It's a statewide survey of business leaders. It was conducted from April 16th until April 22nd, just yesterday. We closed it off, and we received some 1,400 full responses, and we asked businesses about the impact of the COVID crisis in several different aspects, which I can go through with you. The results and some results of this survey were part of the Indiana Chamber's response to the return to work recommendations that were requested from Governor Eric Holcomb and his economic recovery team. So we had recommendations that we submitted as well as the findings of this survey.
I think one of the most interesting numbers is asking, how our business is doing. And on a scale of 1 to 10, you got an average response of 7.24 about how businesses are hurting.
Yes, and there was a significant number of them, 56% responded 8, 9, or 10, being 10 being total devastation. The biggest effect so far on the employer side are revenue loss, 80% of them cited that, cash flow concerns over half, suspended operations reported by 34%, and employee layoffs 32%.
It stands to reason if you can't open or you can't do normal business, you are going to have revenue loss.
Yeah, you certainly are. And to that end, I thought it was interesting that 76% of the respondents to this survey said that they have filed for payroll protection loans from the CARES Act. 43% said that they have received their PPP loans, and another 33%, unfortunately, are still waiting and are probably going to have to wait until Congress finishes its work on the second round of funding. So their applications are tied up with their banks or with the SBA right now.
And when you take all of these numbers and put them into perspective about and think about reopening, getting the economy restarted in Indiana, what would the Indiana Chamber say to the governor's office about that?
Well, our members and the respondents to the survey say that they want to get the businesses and the economy open as soon as possible, but also as safely as possible. We had exactly identical responses of 400 each. 33% said that the economy should be reopened after May 1st, and an equal number said that the economy should reopen when more widespread testing has taken place. And from everything that all the conversations we've been involved in, both at the state level, and I've been in a number of them at the national level, businesses are saying, and other experts are saying, that widespread testing is really the key to safely reopening the economy. And I know from my conversations with individuals in the governor's office that that is a top focus for them as well, and they want to be able, ideally, to test every employee as they're coming back to work before they're even allowed into the business's facilities, so that we know where the infected individuals are. Those folks can be isolated before they spread the virus further, and we can just continue this effort to bend this curve down to a very small and manageable level.
Have you talked to businesses that are not coming back, that are not going to be able to reopen after this is over?
Well, we asked the question, how long can your business survive after May 1st under the current restrictions? 37% of the respondents said less than 6 months. And of those, 23% of the overall respondents said less than 3 months. 33% said longer than 6 months, and 29% didn't know. They said they're just not sure how long they can survive. But you can see those are short time frames, particularly for the restaurant and the service industry, where and the smaller businesses where they don't have large sums of cash built up. And therefore can't survive very long without being able to reestablish something resembling normal operations.
Now, looking at the suggestions that you guys have come up with, one mm-hmm. that kind of sticks out at me is a protection from lawsuits for businesses yes. that follow all of the guidelines. Is that something that the state legislature would have to work out?
Yeah, that would require legislation. And unfortunately, obviously, we're not scheduled to go back into session until January, and right now we're not picking up any strong desires to convene a special session. Certainly circumstances could change between now and January. But employers need to be protected from lawsuits alleging that employees or customers contracted the virus in that place of work, when in fact there's no way to verify that, and there's just as much likelihood that the virus has contracted somewhere outside of that place of employment.
And right now, Congress is working on, as we speak, more paycheck protection money, but the chamber mm-hmm. also would like to see some more support from the state. What form of support?
Well, the state is, from the CARES Act, is receiving a substantial sum of money. I've been told over $2 billion. And we hope that they use that in the most effective way possible. And some of those things would be to support employers who have continued to pay their employees when they're sick with the COVID virus, or when they're at home taking care of someone who is sick with the COVID virus. It would also help if some of those funds could be used to offset the cost that employers are incurring for PPP equipment, for reconfiguring their workplaces to put in barriers, checkout counters at grocery stores, or even plastic barriers between workstations and factories and assembly lines, and hand sanitizer, all those things that those expenses that employers are incurring because of this virus that are not normal to their operations. Those would be a couple of examples.
Okay. Is there anything that I have not covered that you would specifically like to cover right now?
Well, I would just say the numbers in this survey speak for themselves. Businesses and their employees in Indiana are hurting, as they are around the country. And the survey reinforces the importance of resuming business activity as soon as possible, but as safely as possible. And that's obviously a delicate balance to strike, and that's what the governor and his team have this incredibly difficult task of trying to determine when we can return to work and under what circumstances. And it may be that some businesses are allowed to do so here in early May, and others are not, or only allowed to do so with certain restrictions, like restaurants spreading people out and maybe only serving people at every other table and things of that nature.
All right, Kevin Brenniger with the Indiana Chamber of Commerce, thank you so much for taking the time.
My pleasure, Chris. It's always great to visit with you and your listeners.